from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are. Call now, 800-575-3128. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-3128. That's 800-575-3128. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM in HD1 San Francisco, on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know that I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Hey, what's up, buddy? You know what I think we got to do? We got to keep our text on a professional level. Because
poor Spadoni,
let me tell you, when you really can't.
It.
No. It's so difficult to read a tone in a text, and
you're the most difficult one.
You started it last week.
Your text read with your voice, and you've owned your voice. Can rub people the wrong way if they don't know you. I pick up the damn phone about 9:12, and I just hear your voice, and I apologize. My clap back. I feel bad. I went for a walk.
Well, You misunderstood. Yeah. You thought I was serious when I said.
No, you weren't.
We have an old soundbite here from a former colleague. Yeah. Quite frankly, I'm sick of it.
And it went over my head.
And you thought I was serious, I was not serious. I was just.
People wanting to know what's going on. That's our text thread last night. It's radio.
Correct.
And I jumped down your throat, and I shouldn't have. But well, I was just playing.
I just saw that Jolly Roger again, and they've been showing up lately. And
I called and then I hung up. I said, good God. Yeah, but we're here, baby. What you got?
What do I got? Well, we got a lot going on today. First of all, 11 o'clock, we're going down to Santa Clara, pick up Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, live press conference. The 49ers training camp is getting started, so we're going down there live at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
We're taking it live. And we're going to mix up the first hour a little bit. We're going to take a break at 10:12 instead of 10:27, just because we want to make sure to get down to Santa Clara and hear everything there.
We see Ayuk today. Will he report? B.A.
Well, hopefully we'll get some news on Ayuk for sure. But John, who was I talking to? Stephen Langford, the great Stephen Langford at KCBS said, boy, John Lynch, though, is the master of not really saying a lot. So we'll see if he says some things. And
because their talking's going to be on the field, partner, this year for the Niners.
Yeah, I guess.
Did you hear Fred Warner join Willard and Dibbs yesterday?
I did, and we'll play some of that sound as we head into the show. But where I want to start, so the Giants got beat last night, Goo.
They gave the game away, but that happened.
3-2, lost to the Dodgers.
Catch
and,
a fly ball, man.
Yeah, a tough ball, the gap. Tough ball.
For two guys.
Yeah. Look.
Tell me where you're at.
What are we doing here with the Giants?
Trying to get into the postseason.
Well, we got to start being a little realistic. I'll tell you what, you guys know me. I'm a silver lining guy, big silver lining guy. I like to look at the positive in things. And I'll tell you what, you could probably get something for Blake Snell. You could probably get something for Blake Snell. I got to believe a true contender looks at Blake Snell and thinks. He could win us some games in the second half of the season and maybe put us over the top.
That you sound like Twitter last night. Even our own Mark Willard put, I don't know if you're not on Twitter, Scott. Mm-hmm. He put the sell button. It was a picture of a guy hitting the sell button. I'm just like, where's all this coming from? Because if you spend, or I spent $200 million on a payroll, I'm not pulling the plug on the season into the like, when you do or you move Blake Snell, you know what message you're sending?
Well, I don't know. They're about 5-17 in his start. So,
and that's the other Macbeth tragedy of this all is he didn't get a win, just like Webb Saturday. But Stoney, at the end of the day, if I invested what the Giants did in this year's payroll, and I'm four back of a wild card spot, I can't. Just pull the plug with 60-something games left. I can't do that. It looks worse.
No, what looks worse is the situation with the Giants. I'll tell you what. So I'm looking. So right now, and you can again, we did this with the Warriors, and you'd think, Goo, we'd learn our lesson. The Giants right now are in 11th place. 11th,
but all you need to do
they're
is get
a half game in front. Of the Washington Nationals. If they lose tonight, they're going to be in 13th place in the National League.
Wow, man.
What are we doing? Yeah. What are we doing, Goo?
This just the fan in me. Because there's a manual. My book's coming out, Stoney. You can't give up until the math has evaporated.
Well, then you're going to miss golden opportunities to trade. Particularly a guy like Blake Snell.
So then you're rebuilding.
That's right.
So you go.
That's
I'm just
right.
asking. You
yes.
go from spending $200 million.
Yeah, it didn't work.
To pulling the plug and selling the guy at the Snell at the break.
Yes, exactly.
Then where are you really though? then what are we really talking about?
We're talking about trying to be better next year, because this year we're in 13th place.
But you're giving up arguably the last three starts. I know he struggled early. Why? What's that say about next year if you're giving a stud pitcher away?
I'm playing for next year.
Okay, so trade Logan Webb then too.
Logan Webb's been here for a while, and Snell right now is on a short-term deal. And, I mean, don't miss this opportunity.
Wow, I
would absolutely try to get some prospects in here, because this ain't it.
But talking 3 or 4 years down the road.
What's the alternative? Thinking this is good enough? Come on now. What are we doing?
I'm going to tell you what I'm doing, because I know the street you're on, but I'm not on it yet. I just have to tell you, you don't think this team can play better? Honestly, I think they are not playing their best baseball. That's why I feel
all year long.
All year long.
Okay.
Well, and I don't know why.
It's over 100 games.
Okay, yes, sir.
So, I mean, again, I'm not – my strategy, if I were a general manager or a manager, isn't to – cross my fingers and hope.
Well, how far do you think they're off? Because that's why you got me thinking Logan Webb. If you think, hey, we could get some prospects who are not going to pop for us next season, we're talking about next April, why the hell would I just tear it all down?
Go ahead. Mm. Go ahead. What's to tear down? Mm. Like, who's a keeper on this team?
What's to tear down?
Who's the keeper?
The hope from the fans. Which is waning by the day.
The fans aren't even interested in this team. Mm. They're not interested in this team.
Damn.
I mean, again, I was saying this yesterday. Here's the sign of a team that's not very good. Every single game, something different gets you beat. And what happened yesterday? They get a good start from Blake Snell, and they can't run down a fly ball in the gap, and it leads to the game-winning run in the bottom of the eighth.
And can I add 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position?
Okay.
Why can't they? It's everybody. Soler, Yaz, Chapman. It's like this team, the hitters are infected of like ducks on a pond. This team just can't come through. I don't understand. I was telling Kay before the show, the beauty of baseball, Steiner, you could get 11 hits in a game. But how many of those 11 hits come with runners in score position? And I don't know if it's lemon booty team-wide, but if you're telling me you're ready to say night-night to Blake Snell, yeah. I'm ready to say night-night to it all then.
Sure, I am too.
Wow.
I mean, who on this team is a keeper? You got to give Ramos a crack at it. To me, Logan Webb's your most tenured guy. Logan Webb's your most tenured guy. It's an organization that has had all kinds of difficulty making a connection between players and the fans. So I'm not trading Logan Webb, because he's the only guy on my team with any kind of name recognition. I'm probably going to keep Ramos.
I'm keeping
Patrick Bailey's pretty good.
We agree there.
But other than that, I mean, what are we doing here if you're the San Francisco Giants?
So how big of a mistake does this look if they don't turn it around, just from a payroll standpoint?
I don't know.
Shopping, you maxed out the credit card, and this is what you get?
Do you guys realize? Let me go to Carter and Ken. Do you realize that last year, at about this time, a little before, the Giants were 13 games over 500? Last year, the Giants were 54-41 after 95 games.
And I didn't
13
think,
over.
And I didn't think they were that good last year.
Since then, the Giants are 70-95. They haven't won a playoff series in 9 years. That's probably not going to change. Wow. I don't know. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Damn, Stein.
We're going to talk some Giants the first hour. Then we head down to Santa Clara and listen to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And let me tell you, I got something reserved today, because someone's getting a big shout out. I'll tell you what, Somebody out there deserves a lot of praise, and I'm going to tell you who it is, maybe on the other side. That segment brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Too early for the bartender.
For the Giants, don't miss this opportunity you got in the next week. Make something happen. Get some players into your farm system. Do something.
Wow.
Anything.
Man. You are done. Finito.
Come on. Come on.
I spend that much bread, Steiny. We are riding it to the end. It's like pulling the plug. Well, you know what I mean? And some people want to do it. That's a bad analogy. But it's to me, that's where I'm at. Like, I got too much invested to just tell Steinmetz and the rest of the world, we effed up. It's effed up now, but what if we win 8 out of 9?
You haven't won 8 of 9 all year.
4 in a row twice.
Exactly. They're one and three since Denver.
So
you're making my point.
Well, I get, you know what I'm, you know the fundamental difference between you and I?
I am a realist and you are, you live in fantasy land.
Nah, I love hard. Had they caught that ball or even won that game.
Oh my gosh, you're not going to do
that. It's that close though.
No, it's not.
That's what I mean to you.
Let me say this again.
Okay.
Since the middle of last year, the Giants are 70 and 95.
Let me tell you who's having some good coffee this morning.
Mm.
Gabe Kapler. Gabe F.
In Miami,
Kapler.
Too, he's having it.
By the beach, 107. Y'all said it was my fault. Look at you now. I just thought of him.
Yeah.
My fault.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm just interested to know kind of where Giants fans are. Maybe Giants fans are further along than I am in terms of what you want out of this team or where you think this team should go. I feel like me, Stoney.
Listen, that's part of being a fan, man.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. But at some point, you got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm not this dumb to think that this team can make something happen.
I didn't take that as a shot.
I mean...
No, but I hear you, man. But the math is there.
It's not.
Get off your ass and go win some games starting tonight.
It doesn't work in baseball.
Sonny, it does.
This rah-rah crap doesn't work.
Well, they ain't getting it. They're overmatched. But they ain't getting it.
What does this team hang its hat on? What has been their strength?
With runners in score. Okay. Oh, what's their strength? The podium game. Fitzgerald, I love him, Stoney. Four homers in four games. I like where we're at, but he's doing the pods thing, and I get it, he's young. I like where we're at. We're fighting. Nobody gives a damn about all that.
You're right.
Where's the meat?
Exactly. How about this? This is the other thing I was thinking about. The Giants, right now, are using Tyler Fitzgerald at shortstop. They've used four shortstops.
And you can't lose
to the curve. Luciano's not there.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
What is going on?
That deserves an answer, Stoney, from the higher-ups. And then you kick one to the curb. Ahmed,
Wisely, Fitzgerald, Luciano. How can Luciano not be your starting shortstop after all this time?
That deserves a firing in itself. You think I'm just saying that for Stoney? That right there... should cost somebody.
I mean, I don't know. We got Melvin with 2 more years after this. We got Farhan with 2 more years after this. But, I mean...
That's why I don't believe they're going to do what you say, blow it up.
Why not? Like, why not?
And what's the standard then? How do we judge Farhan? That's the easy way out, blowing it up. Because there's no expectations.
Who are the 3 most tradable assets? Blake Snell, maybe Chapman, maybe... And who else? Duvall?
I'm not putting
Webb in there.
All right, I'll give you that.
Duvall? See what you can get.
Well, you got to have a lead to use them.
See what you can get for them.
Man, Steiny.
Start investing in some young players.
Then you need a new baseball operation. You need somebody.
Probably.
You need to hit the reset all the way around.
Probably.
Okay.
And the other thing, and you watch. If this happens, I'm predicting it won't go well. You can't fire Farhan at the end of the year and keep Bob Melvin.
You can't. You cannot.
I know Mark Willard says that's a possibility, and he very well may be right, but that's not the recipe to me for success. And I get it. Oh, Bob Melvin's not going to ruffle feathers. But again, if I'm a general manager candidate for the San Francisco Giants, how can you take the job and then say, well, yeah, I'll live with Melvin for a while? I mean, I guess it's what Farhan did with Bruce Bochy. Let him manage that last year. And maybe in a way, it gives the new general manager an extra year because you'll keep Melvin around, but nobody will have any high expectations for next year. But I don't know. I mean, you came out of the All-Star break. You lose 2 of 3 to Colorado. You lose to the Dodgers.
To a guy making his first start, you know, like, just, their staff is decimated. And, you know, normally you get a guy, we don't know what he is, we don't got the scout report, and he can take advantage of you. But for you not to be able to muster up, it's Steiny, and it's everybody with runners in scoring position. Chapman, he's there for the glove. Has that been a disappointment? I don't know what his war is. But good God, man, for this team to be where they're at, if you really feel the way you feel about saying night-night to Snell, then you need to do it all. Yeah. To me.
I mean, look, find your three
cornerstones.
No. Find your three most valuable trade assets, whatever they are. I gotta believe you could get something for Snell.
And Doval, Steiny.
Probably.
He might need a change of scenery.
Probably. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, this team has been so nondescript for the last couple years. It's pretty unbelievable. Man. I mean, they just cannot generate excitement. And I'm watching the game last night, and they scored 2 runs, and now they scored 11 runs in 4 games with 3 of them in Colorado.
Man.
They don't break out of it last night against a TBD pitcher to be determined because the Dodgers didn't have a starter. You get a great effort out of Snell, you still can't win.
Just wasted.
You still can't win.
Flush it down the toilet. And you know who I'm going to shout out? Because I'm waiting to see who you're going to shout out later. But Bonte, he had no expectations for this team. And in the break room, Steiny, he said, why is everybody up in arms? Like, there was never a pulse to him. And now he's getting paid back, or they're backing up that take that they have nothing. But to see our own Mark Willard on Twitter, on X last night, basically say or indicate sale, I'm like, wow, 200 milli for what?
Philly, Dodgers, Brewers, Braves, Cardinals, Mets, Pirates, Padres, Diamondbacks, Cubs, Reds.
Wow.
They're all ahead of the Giants. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams ahead of them in the so-called wild card race.
And I don't care if Robbie Ray or Ray Charles is coming back. If you can't score runs, i.e. last night, it's not going to matter. Logan Webb Saturday pitched an okay game. Got no support.
Let me ask you this. Does this matter to you or not? They're right now tied with the Reds at 48-53. 4 games in back of the wild card. The Reds in run differential are plus 34. The Giants are minus 32.
That does matter to me.
It matters to me, too.
And that's an indication, and I know this already, Steiny, the Reds got bats. They can hit. They got other problems. But the Giants just squander every time. And then the announcers, I don't know if, you know, I love me some announcers. Oh. They're wearing it too. All of them. Of just the frustration of ducks on a pond and guys waving and missing on stroke. Like, damn. I don't know what's that about. Is that the hitting coach?
How can we never blame the players? Like, the players are not, like, Soler not having a good year. Chapman not having a good year. Like, I can't blame Farhan for that. He went out and got Matt Chapman.
That a couple weeks ago.
He went out and got Matt Chapman. The numbers were the numbers, and it looks like Matt Chapman has fallen off since last year. I mean, he was hurt last year.
Well, then, my message to Giant fans, Steiny.
Yeah, what would it be?
Is, if you're right and they're playing bad, they can turn it around. That's what I'm like. It all it takes to me in this wild card mess, if you're into that, and I am, 7 of 10.
They haven't done that this year.
That's my and I get that, but that doesn't mean that can't start tonight. Towards that,
let me tell you something.
That's the beauty of having one the next day. The next day,
if that's what you're going with.
It's all you have.
Well, no, it isn't. It isn't all you have. It's to be aggressive, moving some players to teams that may think Matt Chapman can help them the last 50 games of the year. There's got to be a team out there that thinks Blake Snell can be a big factor.
There would be a line.
What about Camilo Duval? I gotta believe it. I gotta believe there'd be interest in Duvall.
Okay, Stiney, you gotta do something. Wrong, but what message are you sending your current players that will remain
I don't care.
2027, 2028, that's when we'll be back?
I guess. I don't know. You try to do it sooner than that, but what? Okay, so what's the alternative? The alternative is to finish 80 or finish 75 and 87? And what, do you Matt Chapman coming back next year? Blake Snell opting out?
Well, you would say or hope that
Luciano's
the guys that we pointed out that had bad years wouldn't have two bad years.
Oh, so we are going to run it back even if we finish 12 under 500. That to me is crazy. That to me is nuts.
And the money you spent this offseason, you just take that as a loss and flush it down the toilet.
I mean, how much of that was Snell's money over 2 years? You know, Chapman got 2 years worth of money. That, look, hey, yeah, you tried it. You tried it. I mean, the one guy you signed to a long-term deal, Jung-Hoo Lee, got hurt early in the year. Maybe he would have made a difference this year.
But this is bigger than him to me.
Well, and that's why when you talk about the Giants' payroll, I don't lump into a bad decision with the payroll. They paid him a good amount of money. He looks like he's going to be a player, and hopefully he'll bounce back and be the everyday center fielder. But, I mean, you keep coming to post with Wisely and with Fitzgerald, Estrada, Yaz. Conforto, he's another one. Anybody want Conforto? Going once.
Estrada, 252 on base percentage. Do you know how bad that is?
I do, actually.
Like, wow, man.
So,
I don't even like his, I told you his body. I don't even like to, I don't know what's going on, but they're hurting right now. They are hurting.
Yeah. 415 says the run differential is on the pitchers. Okay. 510 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Look at Bomell and how badly he underperformed in San Diego with that talent last year.
The
Giants are even worse. They've got no chemistry at all. They just don't get it at all. I'll ask again, what's the identity of the Giants? I know what it was supposed to be.
I got the answer. They don't have one.
Exactly. Exactly.
I got to shout out Nathaniel Hyatt. I'm a bad analogy guy, but I'm good at it.
Yeah.
Goo, my girlfriend keeps cheating on me, but maybe she'll stop, is what he's saying. I'm saying about the Giants. That's different. If they start tonight, if they could get hot. I'm not telling you they are.
All right, and if they lose tonight, you'll come in tomorrow and say they could get hot.
The hope wanes. It just gets smaller and smaller.
Right. They haven't won a postseason series in 9 years. I mean, that probably is irrelevant to what we're discussing right now. Yeah. But
they look lethargic at the plate. And I disagree with that guy. The Giants pitching staff hasn't been anything to write home about. But when you watch this team, you know repeatedly since game one of the season, they don't hit with runners in scoring position. That's going to kill you. So miss me with why they're negative, what, 32? That's because they don't hit with ducks on the pond. Soler may not even have 20 homers. Come on. That ain't what they signed you up for.
I don't get the sense there's anything going on in that clubhouse in terms of chemistry.
Expand on that. What? Because you might be on to something.
I talk about this a lot, and I'm not saying they're selfish, but let's face it. Snell and Chapman came here with agendas. And the agendas was to get themselves right this year for the Giants and then move on to a bigger payday. So neither of those guys is having a good year, and maybe they're putting too much pressure on themselves because they do want to get out of here and they do want to get paid big money. But
guys next into their locker, Stoney, would never know if that was their intention.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
But it's just like you don't know if that's. I'm not mad at that assessment, but you don't know if that's true.
I know they're 48-53.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's not been any fights or fisticuffs. Oh. No. You can put that on their 2024 tombstone.
We didn't get
into any fights.
No, it's about do they like each other, that stuff.
And I don't think they care enough to fight.
No, you might.
I'm telling you, I don't think they care enough to fight. And the one thing that I've always felt, when you have veterans in a clubhouse, you got veterans in the locker room, they know what a team is and what a team isn't after 100 games. And you can't tell me that Matt Chapman thinks they have anything brewing here. And you can't tell me that Blake Snell thinks they have anything brewing here. And you can't tell me that Logan Webb thinks they have anything brewing here. And you can't tell me that Farhan and Bob Melvin think so either.
Wow, man.
I just don't.
That's strong.
I don't.
That is strong, man.
I would absolutely, if I were a Giants fan at this point, I would absolutely live with, make a couple trades, get seven guys.
Don't want him to make the playoffs. One of the biggest, think about that. He doesn't want this team is currently constructed to qualify.
Well, they won't, so he doesn't have to worry. He doesn't have to worry. But I'd rather the Giants trade Snell, Chapman, and Duvall and get eight guys in here who we've never heard of. And then at least we can make note of the names, keep an eye on them in the minor league system, and then hopefully one day they become Giants who are capable of winning.
Damn.
Because this is...
You don't see it getting better.
No. No. You know, in fact, I think there's probably a comparison to be made with the NBA in terms of, you know, some of these guys who are... It's getting to be a young players league, and their young players aren't very dynamic, and their old players look like they might be.
Flores looks gassed mentally. Estrada looks mentally gassed. I don't know what's going on, but again, like I say, Stoney, they got a game tonight. They got a game tomorrow. Four back of the last wild card, if that interests you. But if it doesn't, I don't know what else there's to see here. Because it's not like you got a clubhouse full of young stallions or studs. And I got to get Fitzgerald. I thought he couldn't do anything. But Stoney, he's showing some glimmer.
Yeah. Yeah. They're 1-3 since the break.
That's bad.
So I don't know. I'm just watching that game last night. And...
And they're begging for nothing. The review to see if there was obstruction on the dome.
Oh, my God.
Like, and then Melvin talked about it in the presser, and I said, you know what? When you're struggling or not good, I used to do that in Madden, kick out to court on accident, standing with us facing the L. Oh, no, we got to start over. So should I really get mad at Melvin because he's resorting to maybe we'll get a break from the guys in the clouds? But that was a bad look. Like, it was desperate.
From the 925, Goo, give me one reason why anyone should expect the Giants to turn this thing around.
Because Matt Steinmetz just told all of us that multiple guys are having bad years and maybe they get hot at the end. With so Snell's turned it around. I mean, my gosh, you got Webb and Snell. I'll take those two. Like, you know what? That combo, if you could get into, that's the if. But damn, those are two dogs. You're going to be able to pitch with anybody if you got to a series or a wild card game. That's what, and you're four back, but they're dead men walking. This is who I am, and I'm proud of it. The math is still there for
together. I love you, but that's a great saying. Doesn't mean a damn thing. It doesn't mean a damn thing. Four games out in 11th place may as well be eight games out.
Yeah.
They look at what happened last night. They get beat. Five teams above them win. So guess what's going to happen tonight? Maybe they'll win, and four teams above them will win. They have so much work to do. That to me, it's unrealistic that they can get it done. They haven't shown any life. There hasn't been much of a glimmer. They don't even have a stretch of baseball, really, that they could hang their hat on and say, well, we had a 15-game stretch that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get back to being that team. I don't know. I just don't see a lot there, and I don't see... I just don't see... significant enough improvement. All right, here's what's going on.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Oh. All right. Oh, this is from Ian Rappaport. Here's some good news. You ready?
Give it to me.
49ers star wide receiver Brandon Ayuk is reporting to training camp. Sources tell myself and Mike Garofalo despite his desires for a new contract.
Yeah, he played all his cards. I guess he could have played this one, but good for him. Good for the Niners. And Stoney, I'm sure he didn't want to get fined. Who did we have on talking about the fall? Oh, that was Evan. You were on vacation. But good for the Niners. So now it's not a, what was I worried about coming into, a distraction. I mean, it'll be talked about, but it leads me to think, could a deal get done before the start of the season, or are they going to just go, you know, what did you call it, business-like and make him play it out on this year?
Well, now, if he's in camp, I'd almost say, yeah, thanks for coming. Now they could really play hardball.
Man.
I mean, it's to me, though, it's a good – the team in this situation always wants you to come in. It's one of those things where the team says, you want a new contract, the first thing you got to do is come in.
Right.
You got to report.
Right.
Okay, so now he's reported. Let's see what happens.
Jason Mishler on the YouTube chat. Wow, shocker. So he didn't expect BA to hold out. But he would have just harmed himself and his wallet. But they need him, Stoney, and he's there. So we'll see what happens from here. But you think it's a long shot something gets done. I don't know why I'm looking at that like, okay, they – you know, nothing to see here now. Not we'll take care of you, but something like that. When we go to the press conference, that should be the first question asked about his situation, right? Does a deal get done? You would think.
Well, now that he's going to report, the kind of the intensity of what's going on has declined for sure.
Oh, no doubt.
So now John Lynch can just say, well, he's here, and the sides will continue to talk, and Brandon's a professional. We appreciate him coming in. He's a big part of what we do, but we're not going to pay him the money he wants. But we're going to say that we're interested in having him long term.
Yeah.
All that kind of thing.
He did it. He fought the fight, Stoney, trying to get a deal. He fought the good fight.
Yeah. So Brandon Ayuk is going to report, and that according to Ian Rappaport. So here's the other thing that's going on. In about 20 minutes, we're going to go down to Santa Clara, and Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are holding their preseason or training camp availability. They'll speak today, and then the first practice is tomorrow. And don't forget, Joe Shasky, Bonte Hill will be down there from 6 to 10. Guru and I will be down there doing the show from 10 to 2 at the Hilton Santa Clara. So if you're down that way, come by and say hello. Say hello to Guru and I. I'll tell you what. I'll shout out my guy on the other side.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you what.
I don't know. I just want to hear.
He deserves a lot of praise. A lot of praise. He's got a... This guy I'm going to shout out has got some guts. He's got some pride. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. I have no idea where it's going.
Don't you really?
But I do want to tell you something before we go to break.
Okay.
Remember, we had the listeners send us a personalized Niner jerseys?
Yeah.
And yours said Stoney, mine said Guru?
Sure.
I'm wearing it tomorrow. You should wear yours.
I won't.
So that guy went out and paid. And
I have it hanging in my man cave. There you go.
Yeah, right. Look at Carter. Yeah, right. I'm going to wear mine tomorrow.
All right. Dan Dibley corrected me.
What happened?
Farhan's the president.
Oh, okay. Dibs!
Pete Patel is the GM. Well, they got to fire the president. I don't know if they have.
There you go.
I don't know. I'm not telling him to fire Farhan because I don't think that necessarily makes him better. I don't like the idea of having a new GM come in with an old manager here. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Coming up in 20 minutes, we're headed down to Santa Clara, and we're going to hear from John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And here's a reminder, the Morning Roast and myself and Goo are going to be live from the Hilton in Santa Clara for training camp tomorrow. Bonte and Chasky will be there Thursday also. What's coming up on The Game is presented by Chilton Auto Body.
It's the Guru, Stoney, Guru, Stoney, Guru, Stoney Show. Let's go!
Alrighty, so we've got a little more clarity on the Brandon Ayuk situation, according to Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. Brandon Ayuk will report to training camp. The question now becomes, will he participate?
Will this be a hold in?
He's going to show up, so he won't get fined, I guess. But then we'll see if he practices or not. But Brandon Ayuk is going to be there, apparently, tomorrow when the first practice comes down. And in 10 minutes, we are going down to Santa Clara live to hear from John Lynch, the general manager, and Kyle Shanahan, the head coach. I'm sure they'll be asked more about Brandon Ayuk.
Be the first question, Stoney.
And so we'll find out a little more, hopefully. But as for right now, Brandon Ayuk appears to be showing up tomorrow.
Yeah,
so I think that's a good, that's certainly not a bad thing under any circumstances, I would think.
As the great Marshawn Lynch said, I'm just here so I don't get fined. How about that? But I was listening to Spadoni this morning, and he was talking about just Brandon Ayuk. This is not just about money, Stoney, but it's always about money, but security too. And if he goes out there and he signed up for this deal that's almost over, you know, if he were to get injured, you know, maybe he cost himself and his family generational wealth. And I know you said, he's getting 14 this year, so he'll be all right. But you know what I mean. So we'll see if the Niners are so cold-blooded, shout out Rick James, that they make him play the fifth year out.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see on that.
And what did you say? I wonder how that'll, you know, would that be a bad look amongst the players? But I said the scoreboard for the Niners in regard to taking care of their players reads like 200-0 because everybody's gotten their bag.
Well, they have asked some guys to restructure. Eric Armstead, and he said no.
Well, I think he's on the PUP list, so they might have dodged a bullet there.
They might have, but they still have to figure out a way to replace him. And by the way, I want to play this for you. They had Fred Warner was on.
Freddie.
And let me see.
Willard and Dibbs.
Here's your... You know how Guru worries a lot. We all know that. You do. I mean, you do. Are you going to say you don't?
I don't.
No, you do. And one of the players he's really been freaking out about is Dre Greenlaw. Fred Warner yesterday talked about Dre Greenlaw. Maybe we'll get some good news here. Take a listen.
Mm-hmm. Dre's doing great. You know, obviously what happened to him in the Super Bowl was just, you know, it was hard to wrap your mind around, really. It was so sad to see him go down in that moment. I mean, he was having, I think, a career game. You know, you could tell that he was going to possibly be the Super Bowl MVP the way he was playing, man. And so for him to go down, that was tough for me. That was tough for our team. But he's as good as he can be, man. He's on track. He's obviously, on track to get back and recover and really good with his energy and everything, man. So he's doing really well. I'm excited about our linebacking group, man. I think, obviously, Dre's going to have to take his time with recovery, but the guys that we have coming in his spot, I think we got a lot of young talent. We obviously signed Devondre Campbell in the offseason, which is a great addition for us. So I'm excited about it, man.
Actually, maybe never mind.
First, I was like, yeah.
Sorry about that.
But, man, it's done. He got to take his time. I mean, that was just February he had that injury. So
let me tell you something.
I thought he was gone for the season. Sounds like he has a shot.
Yeah, let me tell you how smart Fred Warner is. Fred Warner is so smart that four times during that answer, he basically said, oh, he's doing great. We'll see.
No doubt.
He's doing great. We'll see.
Yeah, no.
He's right where he's like, he was like, my mom says this, son, Maddie, you're right where you need to be.
Mm.
So I guess maybe Greenlaw's right where he needs to be.
And Stoney, you don't want to be negligent with this injury. You know what I mean? He's a big boy, and those are big shoes to fill. So, you know, we'll watch it. We'll see about the young guys, but he definitely will not be out there. I'm so excited about the NFL and that Monday night opener. The NFL got it right with the Jets visiting. But we'll see how they try to overcome, like Martin Luther King, this injury to Dre Greenlaw, who on some Sundays is more dominant or as equal as his counterpart in Fred Warner.
Yeah, let's take a listen to more Fred Warner. The one thing he was asked by Willard and Dibbs, and this is the one thing that I'm interested to see over the course of the season, is when a team's gone to four NFC championships in 5 years, you know, how do they look at the training camp and regular season knowing they've got to go through the process to get back?
It's tough, but at the end of the day, man, I think I love the game so much. It's like the first day of school all over again. Every single time I go back for training camp, seeing the fellas, man, getting back in the building, it always feels like the first one, man, honestly. And so I'm so excited for this year. You mentioned it, what our expectations are, what our standard is here that we've been able to build up to. I think it's an honor to have that type of pressure on us. And that's just what our standard is no matter what.
Yeah. And he was talking about the pressure of
Super Bowl or bust.
Super Bowl or bust.
I love it.
And it's clear that the players continue to embrace that. And they start another year. They got a long, long way to go. But they've gotten there in the past. Can they get there again? Here's what Fred Warner said about Brandon Ayuk. And by the way, if you're just joining us, it's being reported that Brandon Ayuk will be showing up to training camp tomorrow for the first day of practice. Whether that's a hold in or not, we'll find out. Is he going to practice? I don't know. Does it mean he's coming back and playing for the 14? We'll see. John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan holding a press conference in about 5 minutes, and we're going to go there live and take it live and get some answers. And then obviously after the press conference, we'll talk about some of the nuggets they dropped and some of the things they said. We'll talk about that. But Fred Warner was asked about Brandon Ayuk and his contract situation and what he makes of it all. This is what teammate Fred Warner said.
This is part of it. You know, obviously when you're a part of such a talented roster, I feel like this is something that goes on every season, and it's a good issue to have, because obviously that means that your players are performing at such a high level that you have to have these kind of conversations, and it's part of the business. And so, you know, obviously we all just let them handle that, and when he's back, he's back, and we'll welcome him with open arms.
Oh, nice take there.
I'm thinking Kamala Harris running mate.
Malik Atcha
for Fred Warner.
But at the end of the day,
that's what I'm thinking.
Stani, I like that. But at the end of the day, sometimes it costs you those players because you can't pay everybody.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And everybody's up against that. Well, not everybody, but the Niners are going to have to figure out what they do if and when they either try to get Brandon Ayuk to play on 14 or if they reach an agreement. How do you read it, Goo? Just knowing that Brandon Ayuk's coming in tomorrow, what do you think his motives are? What do you make of it?
Well, one, he's pocket watching. He doesn't want to hurt himself and pay the fines or even go down that road. Two, I still believe a trade could be consummated some way. So I don't think that's off the table. And three, we're going to find out, and you could call me naivete with what we're about to hear, but I think this press conference will let us know if they're really going to just be cold, and I'm using football version of cold, and make him play this out.
Well, I think John Lynch will cover all his bases, and I think if the possibility or the prospect of a trade is asked of Lynch, he'll say, we don't want to trade Brandon Ayuk. He'll say, we're going to still work on a contract extension. He'll say it's great that he's in here. And,
would you believe those things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So would I.
But the one thing I don't see happening is I would be surprised if they trade Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the way the San Francisco 49ers are looking at it is we don't have to trade Ayuk. We don't have to. And so if they don't have to, why would you if you think that this year you can get the guy to play for $14 million and make another Super Bowl run. So that's where we're at right now with the San Francisco 49ers. By the way, Hassan Reddick's holding out for the Jets.
Uncle Looney with a great, and we probably don't have
enough
time.
We'll see.
He said, Stani and Goo, if you could ask Kyle one question, what would it be? Like that, Looney.
Okay, well, what would yours be?
Well, I just said it, but
you caught me by surprise.
Mine would be, do you lay awake at night thinking about the ones that got away?
No.
Well, I didn't need you that. We're not playing role. What would your question be? You don't have one yet.
What would my question be for Kyle Shanahan?
I'm going to say, how important is Ayuk to this offense?
Oh, I thought you were going to say,
yeah, I was,
whether he
I
stays up
one
at night.
Yeah, I wouldn't ask him that.
What would my question to Kyle Shanahan be?
And now scratch mine while you think, what's going on with Pearsall? Nobody, this thing is like mysterious.
And that's true. We'll find out a little bit about that.
What's going on with that?
And they'll say.
They'll say what?
They'll say it's a non-football related injury.
Oh, yeah.
So that's all you need to know.
You don't want the Wiggins
thing. The minute
thing.
We know something, man. We'll pass it along.
But when you hear that, I automatically go to Wiggins. Like it's something off the field. But let's hope he's too young to be hurt.
See, our producer Carter with a little vicious sense of humor.
What'd he say?
He said, "What shouldn't the first question be over the off season? Did you learn the overtime rules?"
Damn,
that was Shasky, actually.
Shasky. Got him. That's a great one.
Well,
that is a great one.
Boy, that would,
dude, that would piss him off.
Of course it would.
But you earned that, buddy. The world saw it.
Nobody's gonna ask him that.
Why would you say?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.